Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for week 9 of our ongoing 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. And these tools can be found in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools: Support for Your Soul. And your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Now, let us begin this morning with Prescription for Spiritual Alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week, Jane will be reviewing Spiritual Power Tool No. 9, How to Stay on the Transformation Track. This is not only a very informative video, but powerful as well. So let us watch and listen.
Hello there. I've heard from a lot of you saying, how do I stay on the spiritual journey? What tips do you have? And so I thought this might be a good time for me to talk to you about how to stay on the transformative track. And I'm just going to tell you what I did. And if you turn to page 69 in the Spiritual Power Toolbox, read along with me as I talk to you about this. You know, when the going gets rough, I find that a lot of my students get going in the other direction, because it becomes difficult, because they feel like, gee, it wasn't as much fun as they thought it would be, or boy, this was very exciting, but now I've been on it for 6 months, and you know what? It's a heck of a lot of work. And I didn't plan to work this hard. You see, and some of you say, okay, I'm getting tired and I have to continue, and I will continue, but I need support. I need to do something that's going to reaffirm my own commitment to myself. So one of the things, of course, is to recommit to yourself. That is going to keep you on your spiritual journey. To commit, yes, I'm wavering right now. I recognize that I'm wavering. I'm recognizing that it's getting a little bit difficult, because I am moving out of my comfort zone, not only occasionally, but I feel like I'm moving out of my comfort zone more often than I'm not. Because you're changing, because there's another dimension of being that you are becoming familiar with, and it doesn't have the same rules or the same responsibilities as the third dimensional beingness. So you're moving out of the third dimensional beingness to the fourth dimensional beingness. But how to stay on track? Commitment. I am committed to continue this work. And I remember one day when I was working on my third to the fourth dimension, and I sat down and I felt very overwhelmed. I didn't have a teacher talking to me about this. I just had myself. And I sat down and I started to write down, I affirm that I'm going to stay on this commitment. I made a commitment. I'm staying on it. I will manage to move from the third to the fourth. I will encourage myself. I wrote all these affirmations. And when I got discouraged or wondering, oh wow, oh, another day. Well, you would have the challenges anyway. It doesn't matter. This way, you are overcoming those challenges, that limited mind that wants to take you down the drain. You're overcoming that. It wants to keep you stuck. You do not want to be stuck. Make another commitment to yourself. Write it down on a piece of paper. Email me your commitment. I don't care. Whatever you need to do is make a further commitment, because I found out on my journey I had to recommit myself many times, maybe 4 or 5 times a year to keep myself going. And I made sure that my meditations kept going on, and I did not stop my meditations because they helped me to stay on target. They helped me even when my mind went crazy and went on its little merry-go-round. I knew I had the power to stop that merry-go-round, and I would use my power. And every time you stop the merry-go-round in your head and you come to now moment, you are empowering yourself to do it quicker and faster and more on target, and not allowing yourself to move too many times around the circle before you recognize, oh, I'm in a merry-go-round. Oh, if I did this, if I did that. Oh, well, what'll happen if? No, I need to stop my thinking, because my thinking is limited. I need to be into unlimited thinking in order to solve my problem or solve my spiritual dilemma that I'm in. And you have to be vigilant, and I do mean vigilant. That's why I've talked to you so many times about being the observer of self, because the observer of self is extremely important on this journey, and you have to be vigilant in order to break old patterns, old ways of thinking, old things that you have done forever in this lifetime that have worked for you, that are not working for you anymore. What happens is when we get into a pattern that works for us, and then as we grow into another understanding of ourselves, that old pattern doesn't work anymore. It doesn't produce the proper information for you anymore. It goes dead, so to speak. And when it goes dead, you have to climb out of your woes and move into more meditation. I found out when I was in trouble, I needed to meditate more, because I wasn't going to get my answers any other way than being still my mind and giving the masters or whoever was helping me an opportunity to help me to straighten myself out and ask for guidance. When you are in that time, when you're wrestling with yourself, and there'll be many a time you'll wrestle with yourself. I wrestled and wrestled and wrestled myself over and over again. Hopefully you'll be much better at it than I was. The tool was to ask for guidance. Teacher, out-of-body teacher, give me a book, give me a sentence, give me something to help me to understand where I'm at. Help, help, help. And then just sit quietly and ask, please. I'm willing, I'm ready, I'm committed. Help me. Understand that there is a presence within you, a power within you, that can keep you on target. Sometimes it gets fuzzy. Sometimes it kind of dies away, and you think, where is that part of me that's so courageous? Where is that hero of me? It seems like that hero has disappeared. And I want to stay on track. So I say, I bring up that hero in me. I know that there's something more intelligent in me than I am at this moment. I need that intelligence. I need that understanding. I need that guidance. I will not stop till I get it. I will ask and I will listen. I will listen all day long. I will listen as I drive my car. I won't turn on a bunch of music so that I'm not present with you. I will be still, and I will listen. Maybe you'll show me a sign, at the stop sign. Maybe there's a sign out there with some billboard that says something that's going to help me. Give me eyes to see. Give me ears to hear. Help me, help me, help me. Continue asking for guidance. And remained conscious that you are moving from one dimension to the next. And it isn't an easy thing, but an important thing. All the things that you've learned from eons and eons of time are now being challenged because they live in this third dimensional environment. There is another environment. There is another dimension to your beingness. Do not give up on yourself, even at those moments when you wish you had never started this journey. Nobody understands you. All those things that go through your limited self. Oh my gosh, what have I done? Give it up. Don't be lazy. Don't you dare be lazy on yourself. Push yourself. Make yourself go a little bit longer in meditation. Do whatever it takes, because if you don't, nothing's going to come through. I found that out. I had to talk to myself a lot every single day. And I was a working mother taking care of children. And I had to continue my journey. I know it can be done. I know that there's a presence within you, a center of enlightenment in you that is ready to burst out into the light for you. Acknowledge that center for enlightenment in you. Acknowledge it. I know there's a center in you, because there's a center in every one of us. There's a nucleus, a center that explodes within us and starts to help us if we but tap into that part of us that wants to do the work. And I'll tell you one thing that I found out, among a thousand other things, was forgiveness always works. Forgiveness. If you don't know what to do with a person, forgive them. And then move on. Forgive, let go. When I came up against a person that I was having difficulty with in this journey, I forgave them as best I could. And the seven steps process is wonderful, and I will be talking to you about that, but a lot of you already know the seven step process, and it's in my Spiritual Power Tool book. And if you don't know it, go to the seven steps and take that person up the seven steps. Release them, forgive them, let them go, so that you are not attached to them and have to control, support, do all those things that you've been doing in order to see them differently, so that you can be the real support that they need and not the enabler. We cannot enable others. Give them what they want, then they'll like me. Give them what they don't want, and they won't like me. And it's important that everybody likes me. Well, get over it. It's important that you like yourself and appreciate yourself and say, I did the very best I could for that person. If they do something with it or they don't, it's up to you. I'm sorry to forgive them and let them have their moment, because they have free will. You can only do the best you can for them, and then their free will takes over. And your free will is not to try to influence their free will, other than just love them and support them, but not enable them. And it's so easy. especially with my children. I found out so easy to do it for them. Tie their shoes because it's easier to tie them than sit there looking at your clock. You have to get to work, and they're trying to tie their shoes. Teach them when you aren't in a hurry so that they have it when you're in a hurry, that you don't have to step and tie their shoes. Oh, I found out my kids love to, at the moment when I was in the biggest rush, and they always know when you're in a big rush and you're trying to get someplace, that's when they don't want to get dressed. That's when they don't want to tie their own shoes. That's when they forget their books. That's when all those things happen. Yes. Why do they happen? Because they know that you will enable them. You'll run and grab their books. You will do this, that, and the next thing because you have a schedule. Teach them that it is not appropriate for them to do that at a different time when you have plenty of time to teach them this, because you are supporting their higher self. And as a student, I can help you, I can teach you, I can support you, but I can't take your test. I cannot do that. And I know when there's tests going to come up for you too. And I try to forewarn you so that when the moment comes, you'll remember, okay, we were talking about that. I know what I'm supposed to do. You see? The child. Oh, mom told me and taught me how to tie my shoes. Well, I better not be telling her I can't tie them today. Because you know what she'll do with me? She'll take me and put me in my car and say, tie your shoes or you're going to go barefoot. And they got to know you mean it. Okay. As I'm talking to you about how to stay on the transformation track, because you're transforming. And it's so very important to control your emotions through journaling. That's the one place that helped me so much to understand where I was coming from and my emotional patterns. You're not going to know your emotional patterns till you do it. And next week I will talk about the emotional patterns and help you to understand that. But right now, what I want you to do is to commit and look at page 69, how to stay on the transformation track, and put a flag there so that you can come back to it when you need it. When you have a question of what to do, it's right there. Believe me, I know this works. I love you, I support you, but I will not enable you. Bye-bye for now.
As Jane has stated over and over again, the spiritual journey takes work and commitment. And when I first began this journey, commitment was a very important tool that I established early on in my journey. My early commitments consisted of daily meditation and journaling. And when I established those disciplines in my daily life, I realized how judgmental I was, and I committed to taking down my judgmental thoughts. Another major commitment along this journey was to quiet my mind. And over the years, I have made many commitments to my spiritual journey, and I continue to do so to this day. If I was ever in doubt as to what my next commitment was, I would commit to taking my next spiritual step whatever that was. So, what are you willing to commit to stay on the transformation track? Give yourself the gift of meditating and journaling this week to listen to your intuition and formulate your commitment to expanding your consciousness. And please know that we here at the center want to support you, and we invite you to join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Support for Your Journey gathering. We would love to be part of your journey. Please note that additional information is noted in the chat area below. And we are so grateful to you for your many gifts and generous gifts to the center, which allow us to continue this work serving humanity. And the information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Meditation is such an important part of this journey, so let's meditate together. Please close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. Just allow the chair to support you. We are entering the silence of our being. We are committed to expanding our consciousness. We are committed to moving from third dimensional consciousness to fourth dimensional consciousness. Just continue to settle into this moment. We are accessing universal consciousness. We choose to go beyond our limitations. Knowing we are limitless. We are committed. To knowing our whole selves. In the infinite. And we are committed to move beyond. Our limitations. I know true bliss. And we are grateful. And when you're comfortable, please open your eyes. And know that all is well. And thank you so much for joining us today. And we will see you next week. Bye now.